From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, January 3rd, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting in the Register-Star that the Eastgate Toll House in Hillsdale has been purchased by the nonprofit organization Friends of Eastgate. The acquisition now paves the way for the structure to be preserved. The toll house was built near the old Massachusetts-New York border and marked the eastern entrance to Columbia Turnpike. The turnpike was built to draw commerce to Hudson and ship goods such as cattle, crops, and iron to New York City. The historic building sits just feet from County Route 23. The toll house was purchased by the Friends of Eastgate from Victoria Jensen for $15,000 with a donation received from Copaig Falls resident Edgar Masters. Initial plans for the toll house were simply to purchase it, then get community input to figure out a plan for the structure. Asked about the plans for the building, Friends of Eastgate member Jamie Johnson said, and I quote, "It's not really up to me, it's up to the community. I'm just the one who's helping out with the administrative grunt work. We would like this to be a community asset," end quote. Hillsdale Town Supervisor and Friends of Eastgate member Peter Chipkowski said the group wants to secure the structure from the elements, then go to the community to get input about further plans. He said, and I quote, "At a minimum, we can save this as a piece of sculpture," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Paul Nelson is reporting in the Times Union that residents of Imprince in Schoharie County awoke on Sunday, January the 1st, to find swastikas painted over buildings, signs, and a local church. Deputy Mayor Kelly Shelfo was informed by state troopers that someone had defaced property in the village with the hate symbol overnight. Shelfo said, and I quote, "It's devastating and heartbreaking. It makes you sick to your stomach that somebody thinks that they can come to our little village and just paint whatever they like, hateful symbols," end quote. She said that there were at least 9 swastikas painted on buildings and signs. Some, including a green swastika painted on the side of a stone church, could not be removed. State police in Cobleskill confirmed the vandalism was under investigation, but would not comment on the nature of the graffiti. The case is being handled by the agency's Bureau of Criminal Investigation. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Casey Seeler is reporting at Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew Cuomo said on Monday, January the 2nd, that news of the state's newly enacted minimum wage will be boosted by a task force that will both educate businesses and enforce the law. The state's minimum wage is now $9.70 upstate, $10 on Long Island and in Westchester County, and $11 in New York City. The governor said the state would seek to sanction employers whose wage violations are willful or egregious and not merely the product of ignorance or error. Cuomo said, and I quote, "This is a transition period," end quote. Upstate workers will see their hour rate increase to $12.50 at the end of 2020. Cuomo said an estimated 730,000 minimum wage workers will benefit from the series of increases, with 250,000 of them raised above the poverty line by the added income. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting a recent feature article in National Geographic about Ulster County is expected to lure more visitors in 2017, said Rick Remsnyder, director of the county's Tourism Bureau. He said, and I quote, "I'm certainly expecting a lot from that, and certainly you can't ask for much more than a spread in National Geographic. So it's certainly going to help us going forward, I'm sure," end quote. Ulster County was highlighted in the December issue of the magazine as, and I quote, "Dreaming Green," end quote. A pullout supplement included a full-color map and focused on the county's efforts to set a positive example of environmental stewardship. In a November press conference announcing the spread, Ulster County Executive Michael Hine credited the county's environmental partners, including the Green Infrastructure Center, the Open Space Institute, Mohonk Preserve, and Seeing Hudson, among others. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Larry Rollison is reporting in the Times Union a plan is underway to build an 8-megawatt solar farm in Selkirk, the largest to be built so far in the capital region. Plans for the solar farm have been submitted to Bethlehem town officials for approval. Florida-based NextEra Energy, a solar energy developer, proposed the project. The largest solar farm locally are approximately 2.5 megawatts. Much larger projects are in the pipeline, including a 98-megawatt solar farm planned for Montgomery County. The Selkirk Solar Farm would be located on 43 acres on Bridge Street on land owned by the Frick family. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential. Now that the holidays are over, decorations will be coming down, including the 45-foot-tall Colorado blue spruce from Columbia County currently standing at Empire State Plaza. Once removed from the plaza, the tree will be given to the city of Albany. The city will turn it into mulch, according to Office of General Services spokesman and former Register Star reporter Joe Brill. The mulch will be used either by the city or distributed to the public through Albany's free mulch and compost program. Brill told Capital Confidential the tree is usually taken down during the first or second week of January. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a wintry mix of precipitation likely through this morning, changing over to rain late in the morning with a temperature high near 37 degrees. For Tuesday night, rain mainly before midnight with a temperature low of 35 degrees. Forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 42 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 22. And on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 31 degrees. Thursday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 20. The sun rose this morning at 7:24 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:36 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the third day of January 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.